Today's Monday.
It's Thanksgiving week.
What are you thankful for?
You know what I'm thankful for? Huh?
I'll tell you what I'm thankful for.
Thankful I'm not a turkey this week.
Well, yes, you are.
I am not.
Easy.
I am not.
Easy.
I am not.
You jive turkey. See?
This bickering is pointless.
Let's not get into it. We have
okay,
a show to do.
All right.
Okay?
Okay, yeah.
Gobble, gobble. Okay, it's showtime.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Short work week for everyone. That'll roll you out of bed first thing Monday morning. And it's National Cranberry Sauce Day. Our weekend in review, if you check the Tom Morgan Facebook page, I had a marvelous weekend at my youngest daughter's place in Baltimore. Just wanted to visit her. She works a lot. She's a very hardworking specialist at a children's hospital in Baltimore. We'll leave it at that. And she had the weekend off. However, she had the hospital service dog with her for the weekend. Gaston was his name. He had the weekend off. He didn't have to work with the sick children. And so he hung out with my daughter, Anna, and myself, guest of honor, at her house for the weekend. And I'll tell you what, I just had the greatest time. I love the Charm City. I always have. My best friend growing up lives there. He's a police officer. I just love Baltimore. I just realized how much. Fells Point, Little Italy, Inner Harbor, all there within walking distance of my daughter's place. So it was just a great time. And as I drove home, I thought to myself, you just had your Thanksgiving. There was no turkey, stuffing, cranberry sauce, nothing. But you are giving thanks as you drive home to Central PA. I hope you can relate to that. Check out the photos again on the Tom Morgan page if you do that. I try to keep my private life semi-private. So maybe that's why I don't put anything on the 94KX page. Personal stuff. Maybe I should. I don't know. But you people that do respond to my Tom Morgan page, you had beautiful things to say. Thank you. Thank you so much for the nice comments. It was nice meeting Gaston, the Black Lab service dog. And it was certainly nice spending time with my daughter. Now let's move on to Cranberry Sauce Day. We'll have details coming up. Check the 94KX Facebook page. Today is Cranberry Sauce Day and tomorrow is Cranberry Day. What's the difference? However, there is a difference in the way we serve cranberry sauce. Check the KX Facebook page now. We'll talk about it. Cranberry sauce. A very serious issue.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Jimmy Fallon has another serious issue. Oprah Winfrey is now invested in Spanx.
Morgan in the Morning. Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Hi, Tom. I don't know what's going on 80 eastbound, but traffic is stopped.
Oh, my. What's the mile marker? Where are you at? What town are you close to?
Between Limestoneville and Danville.
And you're completely stopped?
Completely stopped for like past 10, 15 minutes.
Okay. I'm going to have the KO News Department check on this, but thanks for being our road reporter this morning.
You're welcome.
Good luck to you.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye. Be safe out there. Be safe. We'll get Mark Lawrence on that. Thanks for the phone call. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Without you.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Some business news saw that Oprah and Reese Witherspoon are the newest investors in Spanx. Although from now until New Year's, I think we're all pretty invested in Spanx.
Happy
National Cranberry Sauce Day. Yeah, tomorrow's National Cranberry Day. I don't know why we have to separate them, but a lot of people do when it comes to Thanksgiving as well. Americans consume more than 5 million gallons of canned cranberry sauce during the holiday. Most of it ends up in the fridge when we finally throw it out around New Year's. Did you know that cranberry sauce didn't get popular until the 1930s? When Ocean Spray started to can the cranberries that were too gushy to sell. True, they were squished, so jelly them and put them in a can. And you thought this was a long Thanksgiving tradition, like the pilgrims were stomping on cranberries or something. Come on now. We posted a picture of the canned cranberry sauce, asked you about it. Wendy says she likes both, canned or homemade. Just put it on the table for the sake of tradition. There you go. Amber, man, I love it. Amber says, I don't really care for cranberry in any form, period. But I guess if you are to have cranberry, it should be homemade. Anything that comes out of a can and goes plop shouldn't be part of Thanksgiving, LOL. I kind of agree. Mama Morgan used to just saw the top of the can off and slide it out onto a plate. And it was shaped like a can, just like we posted, and I never touched it. Even as a kid, I didn't touch it until I had homemade cranberry sauce, which some people call cranberry relish. Maxine says, I don't mind the stuff, but my mother-in-law makes a delightful cranberry orange relish, and it's delicious. A lot of people say canned cranberry sauce only. Okay, Ruth, I'm okay with you. You know, other people say both on the table. All right, what do you think? Go to the 94KX Facebook page and let us know. You're going to have that canned plop, or you're going to make your own. Let us know.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Still to come, viral comedy. Viral comedy, as we call it. The embarrassing mom. No, she's back again.
I love you.
I love you too.
I hope you have a marvelous day.
However, her son gets her back this time. Stay with us.
WQKX.
We had that road warrior call in on the Ford fun line. She wasn't having any fun on Interstate 80. And now we're getting Facebook messaged, which is pretty cool. Arian, sorry, girl. You're going to be stuck for a couple hours.
Oh, these motorists are so touchy. You know, one little 20-minute delay and they're 2 hours late for work and they have a meltdown. Come on, folks. Go with the flow.
You know Miss Arian Moser. You remember her from the Sudbury Y.
Absolutely.
So
she's
what's
a good egg.
She is a good egg. What's going on there?
There was a wreck about 6 a.m. today on eastbound right around mile marker 220. Two tractor trailers somehow got messed up, and so they're blocking the highway, so traffic is blocked eastbound. Those are folks coming from, you know, the Milton Limestoneville area toward Danville, and it's in that sort of no man's land in the middle of Montour County. There is an exit Limestoneville at 215, and lots of folks are getting off there.
Arian says, I'm at marker 221, ugh, and good recovery, Mark. So you did recovery well. Okay.
But, you know, unfortunately for folks that are at her spot, that's usually you just wait there. You'll be first to get around, but unfortunately you really have to wait till they're ready to open it up.
We'll keep you posted. You could always go to WKOK.com or just listen to our news at the top and the bottom of the hour, all right?
Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
All right, we're going
to
make you laugh if you're stuck in traffic. You know that embarrassing mom who has been posting incredibly embarrassing videos of their teenage son down in Texas? She did another one, but he got her back.
I love you.
I love you too.
I hope you have a marvelous day.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I love you. Hope you have a great day. Don't forget to put on your adult diapers when you get to work so you don't have another accident. Love you.
I love you. Bye.
Ah, the old adult diaper trick with your parents. Now, the next viral video cut isn't exactly comedy, but it will make a lot of sense if you're traveling for Thanksgiving.
Bet you didn't know these three travel hacks that I do every single time from a former flight attendant. First up, if you're a girl, always check the lavatory for extra tampons and pads. If they're not there, ask a flight attendant. Everyone always thinks you can't use the first class bathroom, but you totally can. As long as you're not standing in the galley, you're free to use their lavatory.
Really?
We've all been there where we're on an oversold flight and they're trying to buy people off the aircraft.
Uh-huh.
Always go up to the gate agent and negotiate price or perks before you accept their first offer.
Ah!
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
We laughed and we got an education for travel. That's not a bad idea.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
The American Music Awards were last night. We'll give you the winners.
Be a part of the show, Morgan in the Morning. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Yeah, feel free to call if you're stuck on I-80 East around Danville. You're not going anywhere for a long time. We'll play some games, I guess. We'll come up with something to do. It's Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
Her favorite trending song, Body by Megan Thee Stallion. Her favorite female Latin artist,
Becky G.
Her favorite Latin album,
Bad Bunny.
Her favorite rock artist,
Machine Gun Kelly.
Her new artist of the year,
Olivia Rodrigo.
Her favorite hip-hop song,
Cardi B. Oh!
for favorite pop album.
Evermore, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
For favorite pop song.
BTS!
For favorite pop duo or group.
BTS!
For artist of the year.
BTS!
Oh my! BTS cleaning up at last night's American Music Awards, but I think one of the highlights was New Kids on the Block and New Edition coming out on stage and doing a medley. It was so cool. This is good stuff.
Angel.
And my favorite, If It Isn't Love, New Edition. Oh, I love that song back in the 80s. Another great part of the show last night, Coldplay and BTS doing My Universe. Maybe we'll sample that later. Stay with us.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
You know, our Penn State ticket blitzes were so huge. We're going to do it with Pittsburgh. No, not the Pitt Panthers. The Pittsburgh Steelers play on our sister station, 100.9 The Valley. But we've got Pittsburgh-Baltimore tickets, and you've got to qualify first.
Morgan in the Morning.
Give me that talker.
Hello.
Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Yeah, and you're stuck in traffic on I-80 East near Danville. Hey, hey.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm great.
Are you going to be late for work?
Yes. From what I'm gathering on Facebook, this is at least another half a dozen Geisinger employees all sitting in this traffic.
Oh, so you guys are all talking to each other. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you're definitely going to be late for work. As long as you guys have, like, a little network going, you're talking to each other, why don't you play some card games, like, stick your hand under the seat and see what you find first? You know, that kind of thing? Maybe it's an old McDonald's hamburger or something. You don't know.
You never know. If whatever rolls under there, it goes into no man's land.
Exactly. Or maybe everybody open up your glove box and pull out one thing that shouldn't be in there, and then you could guess on it. That's cool, right?
That is cool.
Look, I'm just trying to help. Okay?
So there's a guy in front of me who is driving through the grass in the middle in his pickup truck and going the other way.
That could be dangerous, yes.
Agreed.
I don't know if I would suggest that.
No.
So you're nowhere near the Washingtonville exit, so you can't sneak off or anything?
Oh, no. I'm in that stretch of no man's land.
Yeah. Okay, then the idea of playing the games with your coworkers that are stuck on the highway with you is probably a good idea.
It is. It probably is.
Or we could stick with our Facebook topic today. Do you like cranberry sauce that slides out of the can, or do you make your own? I don't know.
The answer is no, period.
You don't like either. Okay. Well, Arian, it's good. It's good to hear you laughing, given the situation you're stuck in this morning. And hang in there, my dear.
Nice to hear your voice.
Hang in there, okay?
I will, I promise.
Thanks for being part of the show. See ya.
Yeah. Bye.
Stuck in traffic, Interstate 80 in the Danville area because two tractor trailers tangled up early this morning, and it's a slow, slow cleanup.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Here we go, Pittsburgh fans. How about it? 1-800-326-94KX. Wow.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Late Night TV, Jimmy Fallon and Bill Maher from The Weeknd. Birthday buddies and more. It's Morgan in the Morning.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
McDonald's was just offering a big promotion on Egg McMuffins to celebrate the sandwich's 50th anniversary, and it was so popular that their app crashed. That's right. The McDonald's app totally stopped working. As a result, it was renamed the McDonald's Ice Cream Machine.
There's a fight now every 3 days on airplanes. I was traveling last weekend at the gate announcement. The guy was saying, now boarding welterweight to middleweight.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday Buddies.
Yay!
Birthday Buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday Buddies.
Every day.
And go! Here we go. Celebrity birthday, Scarlett Johansson. Didn't we just talk about her earlier this morning? Her and Oprah officially invested in Spanx. There's so many jokes there, but all right, they want to own the company. Scarlett is 37. Candace Glover is 32 years old today. Who is she? Season 12 winner, American Idol. Don't worry about it. Everybody forgot her. Jamie Lee Curtis is 63 today. And well, you guys might know the sound of this guitar. Steven Van Zandt. E Street guitarist with Bruce Springsteen. 71 years old today. Those are the celebrity birthdays today. Now let's take a look at the local celebs. We call them birthday buddies. I don't know if I'm supposed to say this right now, but we don't have Lynn Hall. She's in quarantine, just as a safety precaution. I miss you, Lynn. We love you. Get better. She's not even sick, but, you know, you test positive. One of those things. Anyway, hopefully Lynn will be back with us after Thanksgiving. All right, birthday buddies today for Monday, November 22nd. Ashley Dunham of Sealands Grove is 34 years old today. Benjamin Miller, 31. Happy birthday to Brooke Hartman from Richfield. Lordy, Lordy, Brooke is 40. Fred Piramati from Middleburg is 63. Jack Roush from Middleburg is 68. Jared Young, 32 today. Kelly Akey is 47. Happy birthday to Kennedy Hilbolt from Sealands Grove. She's 28. Kevin Kratzer from Norrie is 45. Lisa Gordon, 45. Marie Keller from Port Treverton, 57. Happy birthday to Phil Brocious, 57. Shane Miller from Sunbury, 38. And Terry Shaw from Port Treverton. Scrolled right past old Terry. 57 years old today. Happy birthday. Facebook message just a couple of moments ago. Could you say happy birthday to Henry Maurer III, who is 30 years old today? That comes from Jackie. Hey, that's a great way to get a hold of us. Facebook Messenger. Ford Fun Line is always open as well. You can snail mail or use the text club. It's all good every day at this time. It's called Birthday Buddies.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, what happened to LeBron last night? I'm not a basketball fan, but LeBron went ham. Now, Mike, I know you're not a sports fan.
Yeah.
But did you see any of this?
I did. I watched that whole video this morning, and it was nuts.
I mean, I couldn't believe it. So he was ejected for unsportsmanlike conduct, and then there was another unsportsmanlike conduct Saturday during a college football game when a player signed an autograph. What exactly is unsportsmanlike conduct anymore? Mike, any guesses?
I don't know.
A little kid is waving a hat and a magic marker in front of you, and you sign it, and the flag goes up.
That just seems like being nice.
That's what I was thinking of. And then, meanwhile, Mr. Nice, LeBron James, not so nice.
No, that was crazy.
It's coming up next. Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
What is unsportsmanlike conduct? And don't you wish you could throw some flags at work when a coworker says something off color? Blow a whistle and throw a flag. They have to go in the closet and think about what they said for an hour. Wouldn't that be a good idea?
I would like to throw flags at movies when they start to make bad decisions or something. Just throw a flag and then they have to stop and...
Don't blow the whistle because that'll distract the movie.
Right. Just throw a flag.
Yeah, absolutely. What is unsportsmanlike conduct? Well, LeBron James, a guy who never gets in trouble, King James is the hero of millions, punched a guy in the face last
tonight's
night.
Their number one guy, Jeremy Grant. Uh-oh. Stewart and LeBron. Stewart is hot. And everybody's coming out now.
Listen to the announcer in the arena. Ridiculous.
Yeah, he must have caught an elbow or something, but
oh yeah, he's got a lot of blood streaming from the side of the eye. Look, here goes Stewart.
Yeah, now they all go ham on each other. There's the arena announcer reminding everyone to stay in your seats because, Mike, you shouldn't participate in this kind of stuff.
Probably not.
Like, when you see a bad movie, do you charge the screen and poke a hole in it?
No.
I don't think so. No.
I just stay seated and deal with it.
Okay, there. So that happened, and I'm sure the punishments are still to come. And then on a college football game, a guy ran into the end zone, scored, grabbed a little kid's hat and his magic marker and signed an autograph and got a flag thrown.
Touchdown! His fourth of the day. Three through the air. Now he runs one in and makes a fan's night. Sending him home with a souvenir.
So that happened during the UCLA-USC game and the Bruins, by the way, all over the Trojans, 62-33. So was that, did they consider it taunting? Or signing a kid's hat? I mean, it's not like he got in the face of the other players and was laughing at them or whatever. He signed an autograph.
Didn't they outlaw a thing a couple years ago or discourage it where they weren't supposed to dance in the end zone and made a touchdown? So maybe they think it's like that. Maybe they think it's sort of celebrating himself. I don't know.
Maybe.
That's all I can think of.
That was in the NFL, and after they did that, television ratings plummeted, and people started calling the NFL the No Fun League, and then, and then they brought back the celebrations, so now they're allowed to do them.
Oh, okay.
But now the NFL is all over this taunting, too. It's ridiculous.
That's part of the sport, psychology, right?
Yeah, exactly. See, you are a sports fan and you didn't even know it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Movie Mike.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Movie Mike does have the entertainment report coming up. And LeBron James punching someone in the face is not considered entertainment.
No.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX. And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX entertainment report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
BTS had a good night at the American Music Awards, winning 3 out of 3, Artist of the Year, Favorite Pop Duo or Group, and Favorite Pop Song for Butter. Olivia Rodrigo won Best New Artist of the Year. Lil Nas X won Favorite Music Video for Montero. Taylor Swift won Favorite Pop Album for Evermore. And she and Ed Sheeran won Favorite Female and Male Pop Star, respectively. Somehow, Machine Gun Kelly won Favorite Rock Artist. This dude is 31, and he's still dressing like that and acting like that. Come on, dude. Grow up.
Yeah. I wasn't in favor of that one, but all the others, I get it. BTS is red hot right now.
Yeah, Olivia Rodrigo had such an amazing year, so most of those make sense. But the Machine Gun Kelly, not so much. And even more inexplicable, Kanye West was named Favorite Gospel Artist, because when I think of gospel music, I think of Kanye, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dropkick Me, Jesus, through the whole post of life. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What?
Yeah. So that was the result of the American Music Awards.
Nice.
Now, Jennifer Lawrence took the concept of method acting very seriously while making her new film Don't Look Up because she got high. Since her character would smoke pot to calm her nerves after learning that a comet is headed towards Earth, Jennifer Lawrence decided to toke up as well. So if the look in her eyes is super red, you can bet it's not movie magic. And for those of you who are wondering, because she is pregnant, she was not pregnant at the time that she was doing this.
Right.
Don't Look Up hits theaters first on December 10th, then goes to Netflix 2 weeks later on Christmas Eve. And looking at the box office, Ghostbusters Afterlife had a very nice opening in the top spot with $44 million. Eternals came in second with $10 million. Clifford the Big Red Dog was third with $8 million. King Richard opened in fourth place with a disappointing $5 million. That's one of the worst wide openings of Will Smith's career.
Oof.
And Dune rounds out the top five with $3 million. But King Richard's a pretty good movie. It's available on HBO Max at the same time it's in theaters, which may have cut into the business. So if you have HBO Max, I do recommend that one. There will be a lot to catch up on next week. We got all the big Thanksgiving movies coming out, so I'll have lots to tell you about next Friday. Pretty good job. I have the dream job.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
So picture you're driving to work right now. You're on any given highway, and an armored truck in front of you, the door opens up and money starts spewing everywhere.
People are celebrating and saying, it's cash, and they're running around and they're just grabbing them with both hands.
Well, yeah, because it's money, and it's flying through the air. Well, believe it or not, you're not supposed to do that. It's stealing money. And there it is on the way. So continue to go to work. Take that drive to work. And if it happens to you, just keep going. We'll explain coming up next.
Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
All right, so you're driving down the road and an armored truck in front of you starts spewing money all over the place. You've got two choices. Leave it alone or not.
People are celebrating and saying, it's cash, and they're running around and they're just grabbing them with both hands. Everybody was getting along, no problem. Everybody was really happy and excited.
People get the wrong idea. They think finders keepers. They might think possession is 9/10 of the law. They've heard that colloquialism somewhere, but that's not the law.
No, it's not the law. I mean, it's not your money to begin with. So when it starts spewing out of the back of a Brinks truck, you don't pull over and grab as much as you can. This is not a snatch and grab. It's not possession is 9/10 of the law. It's a felony. There's serial numbers on those bills, and they will find you. But in these questionable times, isn't it cool just to think, maybe, just maybe?
There's a lesson to be learned.
And there it is.
On 94KX.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night sound at this time from SNL News. We're going to talk about Adele, and we're going to talk about murder hornets.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
A man surprised his girlfriend by bringing her on stage to propose to her during an Adele concert. Then they sat down and listened to an hour of songs about divorce.
New research shows that before honeybees are killed by murder hornets, they scream a rally cry to other bees who sadly just film the attack on their phones.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
You can use it.
Let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started on the things you shouldn't do if you're going to somebody's house for Thanksgiving dinner. All right? Number one, don't surprise the host with last-minute dietary requests. No, no. They should know before, well before they plan the meal. Don't show up empty-handed either. Or with a surprise dish. Don't do either, okay? Don't show up empty-handed or with some surprise dish that nobody ever heard of. Don't expect oven space when you get there. If you do bring some kind of dish, it should be good to go. Don't arrive early and don't show up starving. Well, that kind of makes sense, I guess. You come early, they might not be ready for you yet, okay? Don't overserve yourself. Take just enough food, all right? And finally, don't overstay your welcome. When the party's over, guess what? The party's over. There you have it. Tom's top list of the day.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Here's our parting shot of the day. Is there a law where you live that you can't put your Christmas lights up too soon? I mean, I say you do you. And leave people alone.
Right before Christmas. Merry Christmas to us. Yeah. I mean, who could be a Grinch to kind of just send us out? I don't know.
They complained about either the lights or the decorations, which led the community manager to investigate it. If there's enough of the community that wants that change, and I believe generally the community association or the West Chase will listen to the residents
what?
And will make changes.
So we've got to take our lights now, which we are not going to do.
No, don't. I mean, come on. We live in a country where people don't have to get vaccinated if they don't want. Now, I'm not making this political, but I mean, you could choose what you want to do, but someone could tell you to take your Christmas lights down. I'm telling you, this country is whack.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.